Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Well, guys, Jake has something he wants to talk about today.
Jake.
I'm coming to you for advice today.
Oh, nice. Smart.
Thank you. I agree.
What's up, Scoots?
I'm looking for the life doctor. I don't need the love doctor. I need the life coach.
Me?
Got that hat with you?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's permanently attached to my head.
Okay.
Got that hat with you.
I mean, I know you got this big old box of hats that you carry everywhere. I just made sure you got that one.
Well, this is, in fact, it's my scalp. How can I help?
Well, I'm at sort of like a crossroads in career time, or not career, but like job time.
Okay.
I've been consulting for this cannabis startup.
Okay.
For, gosh, since last August even. Like, it's been over a year.
Okay.
Then they offered me a job.
Okay.
And the company was supposed to start actually operating, and my job was supposed to start by the new year. Of 18.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It didn't. I knew it wouldn't, just because in this industry, licensing and things take time. And the guy who's starting it, he has no prior experience in the industry. And that's why I was helping consult.
Okay. But the bottom line is it hasn't started. So
it is now October 17th.
Right.
And I was told we were going to start maybe 15 times.
But this is simple, babe. Okay. So first, tell me what your question is about this.
So I feel like I've put a piece of me into this company and helped build it into what it will be, and that one of the major components of the company was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to miss out on equity and work for them and then have a job, and you know, it's that fear of
I'm
like
just making notes so I can circle back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be huge. Maybe they'll make a lot of money, but right now they're not. Everything they're doing is against what my intuition says, and it's not starting yet. So one main point here is I need money. Like life is expensive and I pay for everything, my health insurance, my rent, my, you know, so I can't just keep waiting another month and then not having an income at all. Two, it's stopping me from following my dreams, which is I set a goal for next summer. In May, I want to have call it zero right now. I want to have $50,000 to play poker with and live and do that full time.
Okay.
That was my goal.
Okay.
I can't even play poker right now because I can't risk losing any money because I need to pay my bills. So it's also stopping me from following my dreams. Now,
stop. You've said enough.
Yeah.
Why?
I just feel strung along. It's just like next week.
Why are you even allowing this to continue?
I don't know. It went on too long. And like, I think the summer padded my bankroll way too much. And that's all, like, I've spent that now. Life's expensive. Like, my life costs, you know, thousands of dollars a month.
But honey, okay. So first of all, let's go through the first mistake. And this is a career coach hat. Never put energy, effort, or ideas into something where you're not being compensated. So if it was equity and you wanted to take the risk, it's not equity when we start, we're going to give you equity. It's equity from go. So that's a lesson. Thank God you learned it now. Like, you should have said, great, I want a piece of the company on paper from go, and then you can contribute energy, effort, and ideas. And if you want to take that risk and it pays off down the road, fantastic. Mistake number one. Mistake number two. Hang on, I have my notes. Mm-hmm. Maya Angelou. When someone shows you who they fucking are, believe them. And the thing is, they're going to show you both sides, right? So it's like, we're going to start. But they're not starting. And like, when someone shows you, we're incapable of being on time, of getting this up and running, and we don't want to believe it for whatever reason, right? Like, oh no, in relationships, in work scenarios, like, it sounds too good to be true. It is. I've had it in every possible scenario, be it work, personal. I've seen it. You know, things were like business. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like Santa Claus. Is this real? Nope. No, it's not. And I mean, there's a million instances. There was like this one billionaire that was like, I'm going to back whatever you guys want to do. And I'm full of shit. And for what? I don't know. Like, you know, in my mind, I was like, wow, like, why would this guy? And he really was a billionaire. I mean, he was an absolute. But no, I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he wasted our time. I have no idea. Nevertheless, it was too good to be true. And he didn't come through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and to the point that it was like, okay, this is, you're full of shit. You're a weirdo. So the thing is, when they show you who they are, believe them sooner than later. And the third thing is, like, ultimately, babe, you're stopping you from pursuing your dreams. So why are you waiting on this and not getting another gig?
I don't have a good reason. Those are the reasons I have. And the only other reason is, like, just, I feel like I did put something in and I want something out, but I'm not seeing anything coming out. So I feel like I'm sticking around for that. But you're right. I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, I need another gig and I want another gig because I have this.
I would ask for equity now for your ideas and the effort you put in. I'd be like, look, this is never going to happen. I've done all this work and blah, blah, blah. I want a percentage of the company now in good faith.
I mean, it sounds like poker or gambling when you don't leave the table because you've already put so much money. Good, lost like, so
what
much
is
money.
It? Good milk after bad?
I got to stick around and lose more.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll win.
Yeah, no, and I would never do that at the table, so I don't know why I'm doing here.
But
I don't know. Like, I have like so much energy right now and so much like hunger to do something, and I have nowhere to put it. So I'm like, that's driving me insane waking up every day, and I'm like, all right, what do I do today?
Jake, let's brainstorm because I'm in the same boat. I mean,
I've got nothing but like time and energy and like this creativity I've always had to put towards something that I care about, and they're stopping me from putting it towards them. And they're stopping me from, or I'm stopping me from putting it towards myself. And it's like,
you're stopping you from putting it towards you. And if it's your idea, why don't you revisit it? Like, why don't you take it in house?
It's not that's not a bad idea to completely just drop them. And so here's my idea. I don't care if the world hears it. They wanted to do some sort of education for the bud tenders at the shops, right?
Okay.
So my idea was to come
up
with
bud tenders. I've never even heard.
I love that.
They're the people.
Never been to a weed shop ever in my entire life. I almost just want to go just see what it looks like.
Let's do a field trip.
Down the street to one of my favorite ones.
I've never been.
Let's do a field trip
in my life.
They have CBD, right?
Of course.
What's CBD? Who cares? CBD is so fucking overdone. But anyway, go
basically,
on.
They wanted to come up with some sort of education for the bud tenders, and I said, why don't we create some sort of course where it's like there's tests, and for every test they pass, there's a test for each company that we carry as a distribution company. So there's a test for this type of weed. There's a test for this type of vape cartridge. There's a test for this CBD. And if the bud tender passes each one of those with a certain percent, they become certified in that.
Okay.
So now they're quote-unquote our company's name certified for X product. And then we drop off a free goodie bag of this product for them. So they're encouraged to take these tests, get the free stuff, and now they're going to talk about this product because it's all I know.
You know, okay, I got you.
They don't get too much information on any other product. So now when someone comes in and goes, well, what CBD do you like? I don't know what to get.
So then why are you... Stop. It doesn't even matter. Why are you using these guys?
There's so many other companies, right?
Yeah, there's...
Why don't you call somebody new? You need to look at, like, why you're allowing yourself to be stuck here. Because there's no reason for you to be stuck here.
Well, here's the other thing. The other thing, complete other side. I don't care about weed. I don't smoke weed. Like, I just don't... I know a lot about it because I've been in the industry. So, like, I have all this knowledge, and that's a good place for me to apply it since I don't have a college degree, so I'm not going to go get, you know, it's a good place for me to make a good amount of money.
Okay.
But I also don't care. So it's hard to, like, do it on my own. If someone was they're doing it, and I could share my ideas with them, and they build on it, and then put me into the workplace and let me do my thing, I was happy with that.
Yeah, but
I don't want to spend my time...
Then if you're not, if you're not interested in doing this, you're not interested in doing it to begin with.
Yeah.
So then what are you interested in doing and explore it? I know you wanted to get into photography. I know you, music mixing, like what do you want to do and spend time exploring that or just make enough money so that you can go do what you love, which is poker. So bartend at night and save your money. Like it that is your dream. You wanted it. So work your ass off and do that. And if the weed thing comes around, fantastic. But while you're like waiting for it, you could have been making $200-$300 a night extra meeting chicks at a bar.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from doing other things.
Or be a bud tender in the meantime.
Oof. I'd rather be a bartender.
I don't know.
Bartender, bud tender, barista, whatever.
I don't know.
But you're right. And I've been missing out on that. So.
But why? What's stopping you?
I don't have a good answer for that.
But that, honey.
I don't know. What do you see that's stopping me?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like ultimately, right? Like you're in this, okay. I just got this feeling and maybe it's true and maybe it isn't. Mm-hmm. When I was 28, we wanted, and I say we had a business partner, we'd worked at a sports medicine facility and wanted to open our own, right? And we were like, we built this place, even though it was someone else's place, right? We built it. We built the clientele. We built the facility. The whole thing. And we were like, why are we doing this for this guy who was a jerk, right? Of course. And we should do it ourselves. So we began that process. And I was terrified. It felt like a black hole and I was on the event horizon. Do you know what I mean? Like just circling it like, oh my God. Cause I was just like, we've borrowed money. You know, we've leveraged every credit card. We've sold everything we've ever owned. Like, and like, you know, I'm like, we're going to go to the black hole and we're going to lose everything. And then it's going to be done. And then we've lost the hope of starting a business. We've I was so scared. And it was like, there were all these like stalls, right? Of like, well, the build out and the this. And like, I wanted every single one. I was so scared. Mm. And that's the only way I just felt like I was like in that. I don't know if you've ever heard that sort of like black hole analogy, but like from one part of the universe, it looks like that person is on the event horizon forever. Like they freeze in time, right? Like that's how I felt, like just kind of like circling this kind of, and ultimately, you know, we got funneled into the black hole and it turned out great, but you don't know how. I'm wondering if like you've got this stall because there's something you're afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, with like, oh God, what if I do have $50,000 and I can't hack it in poker? Or what if I lose all the $50,000 and then what the hell am I going to do? Or like it's generally when we're paralyzed, we're stuck. It's a fear. We're afraid of something. So we're stuck.
So my therapist and I talked about that and like what she thinks it is and like what makes sense is I did really well over the summer and I put myself out there and took a big shot and succeeded.
Okay.
But I didn't take it a step further. Maybe because it was the first time and I'm learning lessons, this or that. But she thinks that I have a fear of not, I feel like I don't deserve success. and I feel some sort of sense of guilt from any success that I find.
Okay.
And I think that's true because I've thought about it. And like, I do, like, I did feel very, like, I did feel weird over the summer. Like, it wasn't a huge success, but for me, it was, you know. It
weird
was
about
big.
What?
Like, I'd come home and, like, people would, you know, I'd go out with my friends. And my friend, like, oh, I saw that you won this or that. Like, that's great. And I'm like, I just didn't feel like I deserved it.
No.
You know what
bullshit.
I'm saying?
No.
But that's how I feel. Like, I just don't feel like I deserve it.
Like,
because you feel you could do more or you
why
could
don't
do
you feel like
better,
you deserve it?
Because sometimes like certain things that are hard for some people come easier to me, and I know that's like how everyone is.
Then it's but, like, not that you don't feel you deserve it. You feel like it's going to highlight a difference and subsequently a distance between you and other people. So some people fear success because they're like, oh, well, it's going to infuriate my mother who never succeeded at this, my sister who never was able to do it, and they dumb themselves down to not threaten other people. That's what it sounds like you're describing to me.
Well, yeah, I felt so uncomfortable, like, receiving praise for that. Like, I was like, you can do it too, and anyone could do this. Like, you just have to learn how to play this game and, like,
babe, then what you're doing is you're dumbing yourself down to maintain a connection to certain individuals. So what it's really, honestly, what it always fucking comes down to is you're afraid to do that because you're afraid it's going to create some sort of distance in certain very specific relationships. So you're stalling with this cannabis thing.
It makes sense.
And, I mean, that's inevitable. It's like, why do people stop trying to lose weight? Because they're afraid that, like, it's going to make their spouse uncomfortable and, like, their spouse can't do it and it's going to make their spouse feel bad about themselves. And it's not that you don't think you're worthy. It's that you know deep down they probably can't do it or probably won't do it, and you're worried that they'll be jealous or it'll create too much distance in your stature that you'll outgrow them in some way, which is possible, babe. It's a part of life. Like, if you outgrow somebody, you outgrow them. It sucks. But if they can't, like, go for that ride with you and be secure enough in themselves, then it might be a relationship you need to rethink anyway.
Yeah.
You really need to look at that. Because, I mean, is it your friends? Is it also your family? Like, is it because your dad never did it? I mean, I don't know.
That's a huge part. Like, I struggle with, like, seeing how he is. And he's so comfortable. Unless it's taken until now for me to realize, like, he's happy the way he is and everything he's done. And in his own world, he's been extremely successful.
Yep.
But I would feel guilty, like, being more successful than him. I know it sounds super weird, and that's what he wants. Like, he's said that before. But it's weird. It's strange. Like, I don't feel like I earned it yet. I haven't paid my dues.
That's why you're stuck.
Like,
that's why you're stuck. You're worried that it'll, like, emasculate your father.
And he fucking loves, excuse me.
It's your shit. It's not him.
When I'm winning. Like,
it's you, not him.
It's also a lot of pressure.
It's a ton of pressure.
That's nonsense. Because if you don't do better than he does, then you might feel that you disappointed him. And all he wants is for you to be happy and for you to do as great as you can do. And there's that paralyzed,
yep,
I'm in quicksand feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there's also the pressure of, like, poker as a job. Hardly anybody even understands it, and if you try to explain it to them, it's just like you sound like
that's
a degenerate gambler
excuses,
that's
though.
Trying to, like, talk your way out of being a degenerate gambler, you know?
No, babe.
If you love it, you love it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it sounds like to other people.
And yeah, and if somebody judges your, like, gig, like, then great, then they're not for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your generation is paranoid. That's another thing. Like, there was someone I was talking to, you know, and she's 33, and it's like, I was just talking, like, just asking questions, and it was like, is this a test? And I was like, no. Like, I'm trying to show you I care to learn more about you, and it's like, bizarre. Like, I don't see that. Like, I've seen it 33 down, not 35 up. Like, where you're like, well, they're going to care what I, you know, they're going to judge me for playing poker. Like, what? Who the fuck cares?
It's not the judge. It's more like, I don't know. I guess it's the insecurity that I feel when I have to explain myself. Or, like, I don't have to explain myself, but I feel like I have to, and then I just feel weird about it. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but it's just like Chandler on Friends. Nobody knows what he did.
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you ever had a problem with your teeth that you've always wanted to fix? Well, now you can do just that without ever leaving your house. This new company called Candid helps you do that. Candid's aligners give you straighter, brighter teeth in about 6 months, and they cost 65% less than braces. First, they send you a modeling kit so you can send them back impressions of your teeth along with photos. Then actual orthodontists review your specific case, send you a preview of how your treatment will look, and you decide whether or not to move forward. My old assistant, Jeremy, is about halfway through now, and he says the entire experience has been awesome. Candid even emails him every 2 weeks to remind him when it's time to change his aligners. You're one step away from getting straighter, whiter teeth. Take advantage of Candid's risk-free modeling kit guarantee. Plus, when you use my dedicated link, candidco.com/Jillian, you'll save 25% off your modeling kit. That's candidco.com/Jillian to get 25% off the price of your modeling kit. candidco.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders,
Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Cindy?
Yes, Jillian?
What's the most effective workout you can do?
Me personally.
See, that's actually the right answer.
Oh.
You know why?
Yay.
Because it's the one you're going to do. The one you'll actually show up to do.
Okay.
So that is, I mean, that ultimately is going to be the correct answer, right? Because if it's, I can tell you all day long to do X, Y, or Z, but if you'd rather stick needles in your eyes, you're not going to do it, in which case it's not going to be effective. But if you want to go and play soccer or tennis or golf or whatever it might be, is it going to be the most effective? No, but if it's the only one you're going to do, yes. So you got to keep that in mind throughout the course of this segment.
Nice.
So there are techniques that are important. And we've talked about the obvious, right? So the obvious is intensity, variety. We know this. But what does that really mean? So intensity is based on heart rate. And you take the number 220, you subtract your age. So if you're 40, 220 minus 40 is 180. That's your maximum. You don't want to work out at a heart rate that goes higher than that number, even on your HIIT intervals, right? You're doing crazy high-intensity intervals, 100%. You do not want to go over. That's your max. Okay. So generally, if you're training to work out the most effectively, you want to be at a higher intensity, but intensity has an inverse relationship with duration. The greater the intensity, the shorter the duration of the workout. Otherwise, it's too much stress. So you want to be at like 80 to 85% of 100% max. So if you're at 180 for your maximum, you want to be around 165 throughout your 20 to 30 minute workout. Okay. And you can check that really easily with a device, or you can count your pulse for 6 seconds and multiply by 10, right? And there's your number. So if you count 6 beats, you multiply by 10, you got 60 beats per minute. If you count 16, you're at 160 beats per minute. Now, you can get to intensity in a variety of ways. It could be not resting between exercises. It could be lifting heavier weight. It could be incorporating more speed into your resistance training. It could be doing more repetitions. It could be doing more difficult versions of the exercise. So push-ups on hands and feet instead of push-ups on hands and knees. It could be HIIT intervals where you're doing high-intensity bouts of anaerobic movements like burpees or mountain climbers or jump rope or sprints. There's a million ways to do it. But intensity is going to be the most effective, burns the most calories, and it accelerates your body's ability to become more fit. So when you look at stress, is stress a bad thing or a good thing?
Do you mean in life or while you're working?
All over. In general. Well,
in general, in life, it's bad.
What do you say?
Bad.
Jake?
I hate the stuff.
It's a good thing.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want to stress your muscles.
You do.
Oh, your muscles?
No.
But about your
everything.
Brain?
Think about this for a second.
Okay, you're right.
Well, no, wait. Stress adaptation response is what makes us physically, emotionally, psychologically stronger. Now, when we take on stress in balanced amounts, it improves us. Hemingway, we're strongest in the places we've been broken. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when stress is chronic and we don't have built-in repair, rebuild, recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so think about it. We exercise. We're stressing the body. We're stressing the muscles. We're stressing the cardiovascular system. You know, we're stressing our bones. And you get these little micro fissures and they fill in. That's how your bones get more dense from resistance training or impact training, right? Well, You keep doing that consistently with no rest, no rebuild, no recovery. You get a stress fracture because you're not giving the body a chance to adapt to the stress. So it never gets a chance to heal from the stress. A blister turns into what?
A callus.
Bing. Stress adaptation response. Right? A sunburn turns into a tan. So intensity training cannot be overdone. Mm. So it's the most effective technique because we're stressing the body tremendously and we're forcing it to adapt. But then you also have to give it the recovery time. So you can't do the same workouts over and over and over. Hence the reason variety is so important, because we adapt to those stressors. So changing it up prevents overuse stress.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And adaptation to the same stimulus. That's why variety is the most important fitness technique, the most effective, in conjunction with intensity, in conjunction with recovery time.
That makes sense. Got it. I was thinking like over stress. I was thinking of stress in the negative way, not.
But that's right. That's when you have chronic stress.
Yeah.
But emotional stress, if you stop and recover from it, chances are the same thing might not stress you out as much.
Right. You're like, oh my God, yeah. I live. Think about that. You're stretching your emotional fabric.
Yeah.
You're exposing yourself. It's like, well, that wasn't so bad. I asked the person out. They said, no, I survived. Okay.
Right, right.
I can tolerate the hit. My ego can take it. You get a little stronger every time.
Sure. And last time this happened at work, I was really freaked out, but it ended well. So now I'm not as stressed.
I was
about
afraid
it
of public speaking, but I've been doing it for such a long time now that it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of public speaking, but. You know, the point is, like, I know people who were, it's so this is, again, so we driving it back to kind of fitness, intensity goes with an inverse relationship to duration and an inverse relationship to variety, which is also connected to recovery. That's going to be the most effective. And ultimately, you got to give a crap or you're not going to do it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
There's a buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. Give up. It's a Quip electric toothbrush, people. It's the gift that keeps on giving, because new brush heads are automatically delivered on the dentist's recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5. And you can prepay for the refills for the entire year. Quip makes it easy to brush my teeth the right way. I think it's a great gift, especially for holiday travelers, since it's lightweight and portable. That's why I love Quip and why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Jillian. Well, okay. This is generally where we do emails and caller questions, and Cindy is well prepared. What did you want to talk about? Oregano oil? Nice antimicrobial. Tastes like shit. Next one.
What do you want to get to?
Well, you have your blog, you've got game plan for...
the rapid fire, old girl.
For holiday fitness, and with Thanksgiving coming up,
yeah.
Perhaps you give suggestions on
white
how
meat turkey
can
next.
Eat healthy.
No.
What about my
here's
stuffing?
What I'm upset. Let's talk about what I'm upset about. What are you doing over there,
Lord.
Tuberculosis shorts? Jesus.
Typhoid
Mary.
What
are you doing, Typhoid Mary? Like, this is a, like, Bishop, like, neglected to tell me that it has fucking tuberculosis. It's hacking its way out of the room now to try not to take responsibility. Probably because you've been drinking so much lately.
Tell her not to come in here. Don't come in.
God.
No. I thought it was Sarah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sarah walking into the booth.
It's disease riddled. You are diseased. Oh. Yes, you are, Sicky. Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, no.
Oh, come on. The Santa Ana winds are so bad.
No, no.
I'm not sick.
All right. Are you ready? I am going to ask.
Are we ever going to be ready?
A question. Jake?
Yes.
Number one fear.
Failure.
Your shit always comes back to like abandonment. Because if you fail, then your value is bad, and then you disappoint people, and then it's like, then they leave you, and which is another reason you're paralyzed about that whole like poker thing. And so I think what you should just do is go out in the world and shit the bed.
Oh, believe me, I shit the bed on a regular basis.
Well, then see, why aren't you more comfortable with it?
I'm getting more comfortable with it. It's a process. It's not overnight. Hmm. I'm getting there.
Yeah. I don't love it either, but I do it all the time. I do it all the time. It's crazy. All the time I fail constantly.
Yeah, failure is it's a good thing, though. It means
you're learning,
went for
you're
it.
Trying. Yeah. I mean, if you learn from it, exactly, then you grow. I mean, I got to say, like, every failure I've had when I do my work and I look at, like, all right, what went wrong? Where could this be, you know, taking me in life? Like, well, how can I use this to improve? Whether it's personal or professional, it usually makes me a better person, a better parent, a better friend, a better significant other, the perfect boss, Bishop. And
perfect.
And I think, yeah. Okay, so Jake, you know what? Take your ass out into the world and just, yeah, shit the bed.
You know what? And Jillian Michaels told me to do this. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to shit the bed.
Shit the bed.
I'm shitting the bed.
I'm just
Jake,
shitting the bed here.
Not literally, just so we get that straight.
I can't help it. That's
I mean, even so, even
function.
So, if you shit the bed.
If you're afraid of it, then shit
Can
the
I
bed.
Say that I, by the way, am myself and my friend Carrie are the only ones that didn't get sick in Egypt? I'm cast iron.
Wow.
And I picked up a freaking cone shell, which is venomous and deadly,
died.
And did not die. I am unkillable.
Good to know.
Right? I even have, like, disease magoo over here. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, wow. Like, if this doesn't make you buy my next book, I don't know what will.
And your son is patient zero, too.
Oh, yeah. God. What a Jesus. What a
little
ball
dish.
Of sickness. God. Okay. Bishop.
Yeah. Being sick around you.
No. No, that's not the question, Bishop. No.
Different question.
No, it's a different question, Bishop.
Okay.
Happiest moment of your life. Jake wanted that one. No.
No, I wouldn't have an answer for that. I'm curious to see someone else answer.
Do I have time to think on it?
When I hired you.
Other than that, of course. That moment. Horrible moment.
When you blacked out from joy at the Beyonce concert. Which one? When you slept in Phoenix's sailboat bunk bed because you were about 10 shots deep on 1942, or which?
I don't think my happiest moment has happened yet. Other than
up until now. Not of your life.
When you hired me, I thought we already did this.
Bishop.
Being in Italy with my mom and sister.
Cute.
Yeah,
and what did you like about it?
Just our bonding time. Just the three of us. It was amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, bye.
Family girl. Cindy.
Yes.
Favorite song of all time and why?
Ooh. God, favorites are so hard for me because every time I pick one, I feel like I'm letting all the other favorites down.
I know. And it changes.
It does. I
feel like depending on the situation, like favorite song, like I had to really think about that one.
It's hard because I, you know, of my like younger years, I was like Carly Simon, James Taylor, and Ricky Lee Jones were like, I would sit with my friend and listen to entire albums.
I like that.
And, and then I've kind of rediscovered my old love of Everything But the Girl.
Oh.
And there are songs that I could make you a mixtape from that, like Freight Train. And so there's some, there. It depends on which stage of my life, but they had a particularly good series of songs about just being in a relationship with someone who was like a goods train running through your life, which I'm going to send you that song because that's it's poignant.
I like
it.
And
I think that's why I think when it's a song that hits me at a particular stage of life that that I'm relating to it, or it just like puts me in a different mood, then it becomes my favorite song of the moment.
Of the moment, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I asked someone that question and she came back with like Meatloaf song, like something light, Dashboard, whatever. And I was like, you can't be serious, right? You're fucking with me. And she's like, no, my mom used to put us all in the car and like take us and play these. And I was like, that's a great answer. And it says so much about the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it, like the song that you like and why you like it.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
you know?
it can, when it's a memory like that, like a childhood memory.
Yeah.
I could see where that would be.
A good one.
The instant. Of course, your children, the songs that you guys sing in the car.
Oh, my God. Drip, drip. Ice. Do, 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 do.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.